KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 69. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, August 14th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Ferguson Funeral Home, and the First National Bank and Trust. Looking for cloudy skies today with a high about 90. We'll have another round of showers and storms possible late this afternoon and tonight. Another half an inch of rain yesterday, bringing our total rainfall from this past weekend to just a little over an inch of precip. Chickasha Schools welcoming students to drop in ahead of Thursday's first day of classes. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Students of Chickasha Schools and their parents encouraged to drop by the respective schools ahead of the first day of classes on Thursday. Open houses are scheduled this evening and tomorrow. At the high school this evening, incoming freshmen invited to check out the school from 4:30 to 6:30. Also this evening, the middle school will have an open house from 5:30 to 7:30, and Lincoln School's open house is tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Now, tomorrow, high school seniors, juniors, and sophomores can stop by in the morning from 9 to 11, or tomorrow afternoon between 1 and 3:30. A few students will be seeing some new faces in administrative roles when they come to the school this week. Tonight, the Board of Education expected to act on a recommendation to name Debbie Martin as the new principal at the middle school. Martin's been serving as an assistant principal and will take over for Dan Turner, who was recently named the director of maintenance for the entire district. At Lincoln School, longtime teacher Angie Morgan expected to be named assistant principal. She's taking over for Yvonne Kennedy, who was recently named an assistant principal at the high school. The school board also to make a decision regarding start and end times for all district schools for the upcoming year. And the panel may also act on the budget for the adult basic education program, which has come under fire within the last couple of months. Dr. Lisa Johnson will present her proposed budget, and the school board may also revise her job description. The school board meets at 6:30 tonight at the school administration building. A six-vehicle pileup on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike near Elgin yesterday closed the interstate for about 3 hours. It involved two semis, but there were no serious injuries, according to a driver who was actually part of the crash. He said he drove up onto the crash site before emergency crews arrived and was unable to avoid a collision. Another accident with injury on the turnpike between Chickasha and Newcastle about 10:30 Monday morning. That accident happened in the eastbound lanes in the interstate near mile marker 92. The roadway closed for about 45 minutes. No information available regarding that accident either. More cool news coming right up.
Have you had a conversation with your family members about funeral arrangements? It's never too soon, but it can be too late. Decisions about services, caskets, cemeteries, and about 100 more things have to be done within a matter of hours when a person passes. And how about the financial aspect? Who and how will the funeral be paid for? This can be overwhelming, especially if the death is sudden or unexpected. Let us help you with the best gift you can give your family, a pre-arrangement with Ferguson Funeral Home. Call 224-1344 for an appointment.
Prosecutors have not yet filed charges against the two people arrested last Friday for leading a state trooper in a high-speed pursuit. 35-year-old Robert Patrick D'Amico and 32-year-old Christina Gonzalez still being held in the Grady County Jail on complaints of eluding and obstructing an officer. Formal charges may be filed today. A near miss for a Chickasha family when part of a large tree came crashing down next to their home. The home at 3rd and Edisipio belongs to Kitty Nelson. Her daughter Kimbray, a cousin, and three children were at home when a large section of a 30-foot-tall elm tree snapped from the main trunk and fell right next to the home.
It was just a loud thump. We were in the house because it was raining, so I happened to be outside. But when we came out and I looked, it was a tree, and it scared me. At first, I thought it was on top of the house as loud as it hit. So I guess it brushed the side of the house or maybe hit there. So I don't even know until they move it if it's a hole in it or not.
The elm tree, estimated to be about 100 years old. The family hoping the city will remove the tree, saying it is on city easement. We have some photos of the downed tree on our Facebook page. Packing lunch bags and boxes for the kids to take to school may not be as popular as it used to be, but if you still send the kids to classes with sandwiches and fruit, make sure the food will be safe at room temperature. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension also recommending
use freezer gel packs in the lunch along with an insulated lunch box. Freeze a juice box that can be used as a freezer pack.
If you're using paper bags instead of a lunch box, you might double bag the items to help insulate the food. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange yesterday was down to $67.20 a barrel. London-based Brent crude dips to $72.61. And natural gas was off slightly to $2.93 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,202 and silver $15.04. Obituaries today include 60-year-old Jamie Jantz of Norge. Funeral will be at 11 o'clock this morning at Parkview Christian Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. He worked in the oil field in Kuwait for over 20 years. And funeral for 89-year-old Verl Barnes of Tuttle will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Tuttle First Baptist Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. He was a U.S. Army veteran. Our weather forecast calling for cloudy skies today with a chance for more showers and storms, mainly this afternoon and tonight. We'll have a high about 90 this afternoon. Right now, some clouds in 69 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the Blanchard Lions football team has gained another home game for the upcoming season. The Lions were supposed to open up at Elgin, but renovations to the Elgin football stadium forcing the Owls to move their first two home games. So Blanchard will face off with Elgin at the Oscar Brooks Sports Complex on Friday, August 31st. The Chickasha Lady Chick volleyball team dropping a road match at Weatherford yesterday, 3-0. The squad will have its home opener Thursday afternoon with Life Christian at the CHS Sports Arena. Other volleyball yesterday, Westmore topped Newcastle 3-0. A lot of area high school baseball and softball games rained out yesterday. Baseball games included Ninicaw at Verdon and Loki Bicycles at Sterling. Softball rainouts included Bray Doyle at Ampo, Elmore City at Minko, Central at Verdon, Bethany at Blanchard, and Sterling at Fletcher. The Newcastle softball team had a good weekend at the Chisholm Trail Classic in Shawnee, and pitcher Mackenzie Wagoner wowed the Racer fans on hand, throwing back-to-back no-hitters. Friday, Wagoner shut down Lincoln Christian 3-0. Saturday, she followed up with a 9-0 win over Plainview. Wagoner in the circle for three of the Racers' 5 wins this past weekend. For the weekend, she allowed just 3 hits and struck out 23 batters. Earlier in the week, she outdueled a 2-time defending 4A champion Tuttle in a 1-0 victory for Newcastle. The Oklahoma City Dodgers doubled up the Omaha Storm Chasers last night, scoring a 10-5 win. Game 2 of that 4-game series tonight in Omaha. That's your cool news, weather, and sports. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find a link under the news tab. The website's powered by the Southern Plains Medical Center and the Spine Center at SPMC. I'm George Plummer. Make it a great day.